Thank you, Brad. Good morning. With an airline update, we turn to reporter Dan Squire.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, continues to negotiate with American Eagle Airlines and other airlines as well to bring daily flights back to the Arcata Eureka Airport. Don Anabuski, executive director at REDEC, said that the odds of getting airline service by next spring are...
Well, I think we're probably about a 50-50 chance.
Any airline that opens service in the county will demand a revenue guarantee, an industry standard for small rural airports. With the news that the Headwaters Fund Board has approved a challenge grant to match private fundraising, Anabuski is looking at the local business community for support.
We're applying to the federal government also for additional funds to help on that minimum revenue guarantee, but we need a strong response from the community.
Anabuski went on to point out the advantages of matching federal dollars for every passenger who uses the airport as yet another revenue stream for county coffers.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt State has had a rowing team for 18 years, and in that time, the rowing team has won one NCAA championship when the Jacks four-rower team won a title in 2004. HSU has never won an overall team title, and all that changed this past weekend in New Jersey. With the Force having won their race, the Jacks' eight-rower boat was up next, and after falling behind early, the Jacks chased down seven-time defending national champion Western Washington to win the race and the team national title. Congratulations to head coach Robin Meigs and her coaches Patrick Highland, Adrienne McConnell, and Ashley Donnell. A Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy was called out to a property near Laytonville after a fishing game warden called for assistance. The game warden was on scene after being called by 66-year-old Jerry Turgis, who said that a large-scale marijuana grow was causing environmental damage. Before the warden could investigate, Turgis drove his vehicle through a locked gate and just missed hitting two men sitting on the other side who were repairing the gate from earlier damage. When the sheriff's deputy arrived, he arrested Turgis on assault with a deadly weapon charge and booked him into county jail. Lugging a shopping bag filled with 2 pounds of marijuana while also concealing a loaded handgun and 46 grams of hash on your person is a pretty good way to catch the attention of police. That's what 30-year-old Keon McIntyre learned Monday after being contacted by a Fortuna police officer who saw him walking from Riverfront Drive and 12th Street. The officer determined that McIntyre was trying to conceal the shopping bag filled with pot, and the search of him turned up the hash and a loaded 9mm handgun that had the serial number scratched out. McIntyre was arrested, booked into county jail on several charges including possession of marijuana, possession of a concealed handgun, and possession of hash. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The June primary will be held next Tuesday, and we've been featuring the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor seat and their thoughts on why you should vote for them. Up first is incumbent Mark Lovelace.
I am Mark Lovelace. I'm the 3rd District Supervisor and just finishing up my first term, and I'm really proud of the work that I've been able to accomplish over the last 4 years. I helped to get a second broadband line into Humboldt County, which was something that all of our schools, businesses, hospitals, and all of us needed. I've helped businesses like Cypress Grove Dairy be able to grow and expand, creating new jobs, help save jobs in our timber and fishing industries, help save child care for 80 kids. We launched a prescription drug discount program that's been saving folks 60% or more on the cost of their prescription medications, expanded public transit, improved service at our airport, and promoted port development to our senators, the Secretary of Transportation, and to all of the California's coastal counties.
Challenger Karen Brooks had this to say.
I'm running because turning around our economy requires a person with a proven track record of working with job creators, developing and implementing innovative solutions, and experience building relationships. My 30-year private sector career has focused on helping businesses grow, mentoring employees, and bringing people together to solve common problems. We need short-term and long-term solutions to bring our future back to our kids. I'm the best equipped person to foster that proactive, open-for-business culture that we need to create jobs, reduce unemployment, and grow our economy.
You can hear the full interviews of the candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the North Coast News for KINS News. I'm Anthony Mantova.